Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, and review books in this unique romance subgenre and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you writing advice from experienced Christian romance writers. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back, everyone, to a special bonus episode. But before we hop in, a few announcements. Our next Coffee and Books event will be on October 5th from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Enjoy an hour of book talk with authors Julie Lessman and Lynn Shannon. This is a free event, but you do need to register to save your spot. Head on over to www.literaryescape.com/events to register today. We look forward to seeing you on October 5th. We are also running a survey during the month of September where readers can help us schedule our 2025 Coffee and Books events. Vote for the best day and time that works for you to attend. Then tell us which authors you would like to meet. The survey goes out each Friday in our newsletter. If you are not signed up, head on over to literaryescape.com/newsletter and sign up today. This Friday will be the last day to vote, so be sure to get your votes in. The Unwavering Faith crowdfunding campaign continues. I am thankful for everyone who has purchased a book so far. At the time of this recording, we are just 31 books away from unlocking the first bonus item, which has changed. We have also removed the leather-bound book option. You now can get a copy of either a paperback or a hardback or both of the limited edition cover. Head on over to literaryescape.com/campaign to see the updates. The link will also be in the show notes. Please consider sharing this campaign with others as we work toward the goal of publishing Unwavering Faith. That's it for announcements. Let's jump into this week's bonus episode featuring Julie Lessman's devotional, What's the Story, Morning Glory? Welcome to the blog tour for What's the Story, Morning Glory by Julie Lessman, hosted by Just Read Publicity Tours. If you follow our podcast and have listened to Julie Lessman's most recent interview with us, then you know all about her devotional. It is a devotional unlike any other. I have linked Julie's interview in the show notes for this episode in case you missed that one. But before we jump into my review of What's the Story, Morning Glory by Julie Lessman, I want to make you aware that I voluntarily reviewed a complimentary copy of this book, which I received from the author, and all views expressed are only my honest opinion. All right, as we head in here, I want to explain the format of What's the Story, Morning Glory, and then I'll dive into the meat of it. So Julie starts each chapter with the real story, and this is a story from her life that serves as an example for the chapter's topic. This is followed by a scene from one of her novels that highlights the chapter's topic or lesson. Julie follows the scene with several scripture verses that address the topic, and then after the scripture, she provides 3 to 6 steps for how to put that scripture into action. And finally, she ends with a prayer her readers can pray. And full details and the back cover blurb can be found at the bottom of the blog post for this episode. I have to say, Julie is one of the most genuine people you will ever meet. Her heart is on fire for God, and she will always speak the truth. Her heart for God and her desire to share him with others is so evident in the stories she shares from her life that you will be moved to tears and closer to God. I have to say, I made it 2 chapters in, both chapters I cried, and I definitely got hit with a sucker punch too, and I'll kind of dive into that a little bit more later on. But I wanted to give you an example of one of her personal stories that she shares. She starts with the scripture 1 Thessalonians 4:3-5, and this is the New Living Translation. God's will is for you to be holy, so stay away from all sexual sin. Then each of you will control his own body and live in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion like the pagans who do not know God and his ways. So this little snippet comes from chapter 8, which is titled From Promiscuity to Purity, Being Single in an Amoral World. So the real story. What do you mean it's different with me? I skidded to a stop in my boyfriend's driveway on the way to his Corvette, rooted to the asphalt like the lamppost by the steps to his house. He'd just had the audacity to brag about how proud he was of his little sister because she was still a virgin. Come on, Julie, she's my sister, so of course it's different. Yeah, it was different, all right. She was the one he admired and respected because she was moral, while I was merely the girlfriend who gave him whatever he wanted free of charge. No morals, no respect, no peace. Being a product of the free love era of the 60s and 70s, I wasn't a Christian back then and bore a major grudge against God, but even I could see the disparity between the two, something that literally rocked me to the core. I think that was the beginning of a seed of understanding for me that God's precepts, his morality instead of the world's amorality, was the way of life instead of death. Like Deuteronomy 30:15 through 16 in the NIV version so succinctly states, "See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction, for I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess." The understanding ramped up to a whole new level after Joy brought me to the Lord and told me sleeping with my boyfriend was sin. "God never shows me that in the Bible," I argued, chin thrust high as I defended my version of Bible roulette, a haphazard method of opening the Bible to read just anywhere, somehow never coming upon passages on sexual sin, which obviously meant they weren't for me, right? Head drops in hand. And yes, I really was that stupid. But then the world's amorality makes you stupid, blinding you to the blessings of God. I have to say, the courage Julie had to share her deepest struggles could only have come from God. As I read the devotional, my heart was splayed open. I had to face what she called little foxes that were keeping a barrier between me and God. It hasn't been pretty, but it has been so freeing as I fall on my knees before God and he gathers me in his loving arms. Hearing someone's personal testimony always relights our fire for God and spurs us on. Julie's devotional is packed with her personal testimonies. I have yet to read a devotional that has moved me and drawn me closer to God like hers has. I cannot thank Julie enough for following God's prompting, as this devotional she co-authored with him has been life-changing. If you are looking for an inspirational and practical guide to deepen your relationship with God, then I highly recommend Julie Lessman's devotional, What's the Story, Morning Glory? There are links in the show notes where you can pre-order the devotional. It will launch on October 1st, 2024, which is just around the corner. If you are listening to the podcast for this blog post, be sure to visit the post at literaryscape.com/podcast/devotional. Julie has a blog tour giveaway where one winner will receive a $25 Amazon gift card, a character named after them in Julie's next book, and a signed paperback copy of that book, plus a signed paperback copy of What's the Story, Morning Glory. Be sure to scroll to the bottom of the post so you can enter for a chance to win the blog tour giveaway hosted by Just Reads Publicity Tours. I will say LiteraryScape is giving What's the Story Morning Glory devotional 3 lassos. This is the first devotional that we have rated on the show, and it has been absolutely spectacular. So go get your copy today on Amazon, and until next time, happy and blessed reading. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider giving us a like and 5-star rating on your favorite podcast platform and on our YouTube and Rumble channel. Each rating and like helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.